Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Well, Happy New Year. This is Gary Stewart in Conscious Connection. I'm so glad you're listening today, and we'll get this out there on social network network sites. If people don't have a chance to listen, it will be on Twitter and Facebook as well. I want to wish everyone, all my listeners globally, a Happy New Year, and it's thrilling to start 2017 off with a couple of great gals on Conscious Connection. They're such wonderful women that I'm calling this series where I interview women for the year, Venus Rising. And my guests today are Kathy Wilkie and Michelle White Hart. And I'm thrilled to have them on the show, and they're calling in right now, so we'll get them both on to talk. Let me just tell you a little bit about Kathy. She's the owner of Freedom and Fulfillment. It's a marketing and branding company that specializes in helping women entrepreneurs align their business and their purpose to create marketing messages and branding that makes their businesses stand out. We all need that in this competitive marketplace this year and every year. And she's the creator of Selling from the Feminine, The Art of the Offer, and The Yoga of Marketing. So she's going to be one. And these gals are fantastic, and they're a team. And my other co-host, if you will, or interviewee is Michelle White Hart, who's just fantastic. She's taught and inspired hundreds of conscious entrepreneurs, coaches, and speakers how to get comfortable and fully express themselves on video and how to make it simple, too. That can be a big thing for people. It's much simpler than they believe, especially with the digital downloads these days. And she helps create effective videos just by using your smartphone. She's worked 20 years in the film industry as a filmmaker and editor on feature films and documentaries. She combines her skills with 14 years of leadership coaching into her video marketing method that emphasizes techno-simplicity, playfulness, which is the word for the day here, playing in 2017, plus artistic expression. She teaches her clients how to do YouTube videos and Facebook live streams that turn viewers into clients. So without further ado, let me get these gals on. Hello, Kathy, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Gary.
Wonderful. Happy New Year, and let's get Michelle there, too.
Hey, Gary, it's Michelle.
Hey,
so
we're all together here. Well,
yay!
Thank you for my first show, Conscious Connection of 2017. I couldn't think of two more upbeat, feminist-oriented, wonderful ladies to start the year off right, and even you both inspired me to call my series with women this year Venus Rising.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing, Gary.
Absolutely.
Do you hear an echo, Gary?
A little bit. Maybe if you turn it off speaker, that'd be great.
Not on.
Oh, okay. It just sounds that way. Don't worry about it. It'll all come through.
Maybe
the way
go in
it's
another
supposed
room.
To.
We're working
yeah.
on a location here.
Yeah,
I actually
yes,
think I'm
yeah.
going to take off my let me just take off my headset, and that might help. Sounds
yeah,
like there's
that
no
sounds
echo
good.
Now.
Yeah, no
okay.
echo. Fantastic.
Good.
Great. So I just did a brief introduction. We only have 30 minutes here, and we'll do more shows in the future for sure. So you do a Facebook Live show. That's what I first caught you on. I mean, I met you at the Holistic Chamber meeting, but then I just was on Facebook one day, and you're in the car driving to Orange County without a dog. Always the way. Hey, life happens. No worries.
Yep. Life does happen.
Exactly.
Anyway, go ahead. So, yes.
So
your Facebook
Live show is just a blast, Business in the Fun Zone. How did you get that started?
Well, Michelle does video, and I always have been wanting for a long time to start using video in my business because I felt like it's very conducive to my personality. You know, I like being out front and being out. I have
yeah.
a background in performing, and I felt like I wasn't bringing all of myself into my business, and I felt that video would be the way to do it. And so it was also really pretty spontaneous. I don't even remember because we were sort of making videos separately, and I don't even remember what the real impetus was to just start a Facebook Live show. I think Michelle's going to talk about it because I know it was her idea.
Great. Okay. Go ahead. We'll just dive in.
Well, I know that, you know, Kathy is the master networker, and so I was definitely like, okay, I got to go with Kathy to these networking things. And Kathy had actually had a vision that she was, when she was in New York, she wanted to live in California, and she said, when I move to California, we're going to do stuff together. We're going to have fun. None of this trying to do everything by yourself anymore. And so here she comes along. We're going to a networking thing, and it's like, let's make a Facebook Live about networking. And it just got birthed in the moment, and we just had so much fun. We were actually so energized from doing that first one that we were like, we have to do this again. This is like a drug. This is so much fun.
Right. And the thing
absolutely.
Was we
and you both make. I'm sorry. And you both make it so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were super pumped because we had 500 views on the first video, which kind of was like shocking because here we were just driving in the car doing this spontaneous Facebook Live thing for fun. And, you know, all of a sudden, like, all these people are watching. So, it's been fun. You know, it's just fun. And we look forward to it, and we watch them and rewatch them sometimes, and we laugh. We like to
Yeah, of course, it should
up.
Be entertaining. And that's what caught my interest here. I'm on my computer, and I see a Facebook Live happening in your car, and I said, now that's creative marketing. And you can do it anywhere. So that brings the lightness to it, the fun to it. Plus, you know, we're always on the road and running around doing things. Why not make the most of our time, you know, with the beauty of Facebook Live, which is an amazing innovation in and of itself. So has that impacted either of your businesses more?
Well, not directly for me just yet. However, it has impacted in the sense that we're really interested in making it impact our business and really being consistent in doing it every week. Or, you know, it's not always on Mondays, but sometimes it's twice in 1 week. But just having that constant, consistent presence, it's getting attention from people that we know, and we're just – I know Kathy has big visions as well for it.
Right. So the thing is we have not been strategic with it at all. We've been very much, you know, coming from a sort of place of let's just be spontaneous. This is what we want to do. Let's just make sure we show up every week. You know, we haven't sat down and said, okay, what do we really want to – we haven't put any strategy on it. You know, we're in the feminine right now with this. So we're just going with the flow. We're having fun. And for me – I have to say that I'm getting so much out of doing the videos personally. It just makes me feel like I'm showing up the way I want to show up in the world.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's just really super energizing for me, and I feel like that's feeding my business in an indirect way, and that's very much how the feminine works in business, right?
Exactly.
It's not a linear path.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. And we did. I know there have been times where we try to figure out what we're going to talk about, and then we realize, you know, we're more successful when we are spontaneously in the moment.
Right, absolutely.
You know, letting the energy flow in the moment. And so the strategy, I feel, is going to evolve, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Organically.
That's wonderful. I mean, it caught my interest. And the other thing is, you know, I have many friends who are, you know, very successful, six figures, whatever, and they're always selling you something. You got to buy my book to make it a bestseller, and, you know, it's the best thing since baked bread. But when you really feel your personalities coming through and women being empowered to create it the way they want to create it and having that freedom, that's what I loved about it the most when it just caught my eye. And I've met you before in public, so I know you're those type of goddesses, so that's absolutely wonderful. But just to have the freedom to be off the cuff and not some prepackaged, you know, canned sales pitch that bores you to death and you'd never even buy it because you don't like the people's presentation. So it's better to just be spontaneous and live. And if people want that, I pride myself with that with my workshops. Hey, you know, if you don't want a live experience, you know, go to Sigmund Freud, you know.
I think this is what we're sort of playing with and exploring, and it's great that you mentioned it, that you're picking up on it, Gary, is that I feel like the whole paradigm of selling is really shifting. And we've all sort of been schooled around this very exacting way to do it and strategy. And I think that everyone's pretty bored of those pitches. You know, pretty bored.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, so we are sort of now playing in a place of, okay, how can we really show up as ourselves and just, you know, what you said, and just like be our audacious, fun selves. And let's see what that really attracts, because we're talking about like true attracting. And I think that a lot of people in our space are catching on to that. Like, they're just tired of the pitching, the endless pitching.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not and it's not like either of you don't have the goods to back it up with Michelle's video and your, you know, the art of the offer and the yoga of marketing. So you have the skills and talents that, you know, you could call it the left brain stuff, but it's just coming from the right brain, so to speak.
Right.
And just have fun and be light about it. You know, so many people, you know, what I find is when people do real intense marketing programs, there's this desperation that seeps through. It's like, I'll die if you don't buy this right now. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't save you from yourself.
You know? I love that. Save you from yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the philosophy of business in the fun zone, just for our male and female listeners here?
Yeah.
To get an idea.
The philosophy is that when you are deciding what it is you want to create in terms of what you want to offer in your business, whether it's programs, group programs, or how you're going to offer your one-on-one work or live events, like, you know, there's lots of different ways to offer things, and you need to pick the one that feels great to you, that excites you, and also pick the topic within your, you know, realm of what you do, that is something that you would want to tell people, no matter what, that you're so excited about that you can't shut up about it. That's how you do it, you know? Like, what are you so excited about that you will not shut up about it? That's your thing.
Yeah,
right,
that's great.
And that isn't always immediately apparent. Like, it might not always seem like it's actually in your business model even, because there are times where, you know, Kathy and I are walking and talking, and I'm like, should I do a, you know, 30-day challenges? And she goes, drop the should. What do you want to do? And so then we have to, like, let go of all the shoulds and start talking about anything that you want to do and see how that leads you back to your business in a way, in a new way that you haven't thought of necessarily.
Well, it also makes it much more authentic, and I think so many people are tired of the you know, prepackaged selling. You know, everything's even if they're good marketers, everything's down to a T. But they've lost the soul of their business by being that way.
Yeah.
So I think you got to keep that soul and that fun aspect alive. That hey, do this and you'll expand, and do that and you'll contract. So make your choice.
Yes, and I love that word expansiveness and expanding, because that's the energy and the vibration you want to be in anytime you make any kind of decisions in your business. And I know that for years, you know, I didn't make decisions from that place. And a lot of what I put out there just was like a real uphill battle, struggle.
Yeah.
And this is still totally different.
And also the business in the fun zone is also linking up with this whole concept of doing business from a place of desire rather than, you know, using your
duty
left brain.
Obligation.
Obligation, or this will make money, or do you know what I mean? Like, you do want to make money, but you don't necessarily know the path to the money by using your left brain and logically figuring it out. You have to tap deeper, and so the best way to tap into your desire is to start having more fun. What is fun for you? And that will lead you to what you truly do desire. You don't always know.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. And what's wonderful about that is it's a model for how entrepreneurs, male or female, can just tap into what really gives them joy or pleasure. And, I mean, that's the most infectious marketing tool you could have, is to be that energetically charged about something and spread that around to people. So they'll want to buy someone who's lively or can get them to that place in their business rather than a stale humdrum. I just want our listeners to know, this is Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection with Venus Rising here with Kathy Wilkie and Michelle Whitehart. And I want our listeners to know, I've spent thousands upon thousands of dollars with these people who promise me these packaging, marketing things, then we'll do this, then we'll do that. And then they put it in my lap. Okay, go do all this. I told you what you need. And meanwhile, I'm working for marketers that never brought me in a customer, And it's, you know, very frustrating when people have that approach. They promise you the world, then they want you to do their work for them while you're paying them, you know, platinum rates. It's really going around feeding on alternative healers right now. And entrepreneurs will think, oh, okay, it'll be easier if I spend this ton of money that will take years to pay back. And boom, all the ones that I've done, getting close to five figures, have not even brought one customer, and it's my vivacious personality and just, you know, making one-on-one contact with people is the best word of mouth, not to mention great word of mouth as well.
That's awesome, Gary.
Right. I think also that's really what you're saying is really important about you understand what your strength is, Gary, that your personality is a big presence in the world, which is beautiful. And so when people meet you one-on-one, you know, they respond to that and they become more interested. And of course, I've heard you, the way you speak about your work is very compelling. And so you're clear that, like, this is my path to business and clients talking to people one-on-one. And everyone has to find what the thing is that's for them, because I think a lot of us are forcing ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some
Absolutely.
Kind of mold and some kind of strategy that just doesn't work for our personality. So it's really about getting clear, you know, on what works for you.
Absolutely. Now, you each have your own business, so what do you do individually and collectively together for that? We have about 13 minutes left, so I want to make sure people get your contact information before we finish here, and I'll be blasting it all over social networks anyway. But what do you do individually where you synergistically come together with the people you work with to take them to that level or to undo the entrepreneurial programming everyone's falling into?
I love that
days.
Word. Can I borrow that? I will undo your entrepreneurial programming. That's awesome.
You got it. Hey, Venus guided me to you. And you, yes.
Okay.
Birth it out there.
All right. I'm going to birth it out there. Michelle and I right now are working together in terms of helping each other stay anchored in what's lighting us up and to create from that place. We sometimes, I'll work with someone and pass them on to her because they're ready to do some video stuff. You know, I'll work with them on their messaging, on creating a brand for their business. That's understandable that people are really interested in investing with them and help them align, right, their business and their purpose so that they're really on track with what they're doing. The thing we're doing together right now is just the Facebook Live videos, but we're you know, talking about what might be next.
Right. Exactly.
Yes, as a team. Yeah.
And that's a wonderful point, because I want our listeners to know that business and purpose are two different things. And a lot of people think the purpose of business is money only. And I think that's a really good differentiating point for our listeners here, is your purpose is totally different than your business, and it's being congruent with them simultaneously that is going to be the most fulfilling, because money isn't the only thing that fulfills you. If you can change lives and change the world with, you know, whatever skill you have or modality or approach you have, that's going to be much more fulfilling than all the money in the world. So
I agree.
Our purpose is so different than just, our business trajectory.
Right.
I also think, to add to that,
that
being fully expressed, like being able to actually use your gift that you know your God-given gift, is huge.
It's huge
in terms of like fulfillment and what we're really looking for when we step on this entrepreneurial path.
Yeah,
right,
being
Go ahead.
Being able to share your passion, how to share your energy and excitement about what you do, is something that can actually be hard for some people because they feel like, oh, who am I to be talking about, you know, what I love to do, and you know, who am I to be taking up space, like on video or anywhere. And so that's one thing that is sort of on the to-do list of, well, getting closer to fully expressing yourself, is to start unwinding what all of that negative thinking that's holding you back and straitjacketing. you know.
I also want our listeners to know on that thought that women are being empowered to take control of their lives. I belong to a group called the Evolutionary Business Council, and it's predominantly women, but everyone is so supportive in building us up to that, whether it's a six-figure level, whether it's getting your message out internationally. And I think a lot, my hats go off to all these women. It's like here everyone's been fighting a glass ceiling, so busy doing that. Now what I see is many women are just taking their future, their talents in their own hands and expressing it beautifully. And what I love about the female model that I see happening everywhere is that it's supportive. It's not the ruthless competition like the robber baron male capitalists have kind of in their mindset. We won't even go into the inauguration. But it's like that's the mindset of the males, divide, conquer, kill, so I can have more. And the feminine is really support, build, find your essence, find your purpose, then we'll harness whatever tools we need to get you there.
Yeah, it's all about cooperation and collaboration, CNC, that I, you know, with women, you know, sort of bringing their gifts into the world. And as women, you know, that's the only way we can really work and be happy, because we're happiest when we're in relationship, right? In relationship, and that's where we derive our power from relationship and connection. And so it's super important not to go into that male model of, you know, zero-sum game, right? If you win, I lose, right?
Right,
That doesn't work for women. Yeah.
Exactly, and it doesn't work for the planet. One reason I created this show that you both inspired me to come up with this is that right now the planet needs the females to step forward on every single level, or I don't think we will. The planet will be there with or without us, but I think our last-ditch effort here is women have to really come to the forefront up to be a major force of change in showing the cooperative way, the friendly way, the nurturing way, rather than the ruthless, because it's just not serving anyone. And if anyone's taking a beating from the male domination, it's Mother Earth herself.
Yeah, right. And I think the men are also taking a beating. I think that the work world is so over-masculinized that it's even too masculine for the men. And lots of men are, you know, bowing out and sort of finding other alternatives, becoming entrepreneurs because they can't stand it. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So, yes, I mean, the feminine is coming in, you know, barreling in right now, whether we like it or not.
Absolutely.
And of course we love it, but
I do too.
All women are being called to help usher her in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's activating the divine feminine on earth right now. And I mean, one of my Christmas things I sent out was the Hopi prayer, if you will, the 11th hour. We are in the 11th hour right now, and it's all about cooperation, feminine support, and just balancing that out and see who's with you and commune with them and know you're going to be safe if you stick together.
Yeah. I love that.
That's wonderful. And I think that also part of, you know, women really claiming this at this time is also claiming their own sacred feminine power in their body, in their pelvis, in their yoni. It's like we can't skip over this anymore. And we have, you know? So the pleasure piece and the, it's just that will lead you to your passion faster than anything.
Yes,
instead
absolutely.
Of the shoulds and the drudgery and the trudgery that men have been also having to deal with.
Right, absolutely. You know, and unfortunately, you know, what I see a lot of women and people I know have gotten breast cancer and whatever, separate from the ecological factors and nutritional, but I see that the feminine is living in such a misogynistic age that it's like, you'll be accepted if I cut your breasts off. Then you, and I really see this as subtext in women getting breast cancer being so pandemic globally, but specifically in America, it's like the feminine's not allowed. You can be one of us if you don't have breasts, you know, or if you, you know, carry yourself like a man with a big you-know-what, you know, then you'll be accepted. And I think just the warmth and creativity and flow of the female is what's needed right now, and you gals are definitely providing that, and I totally support that, being a gay feminist myself.
Awesome. You're so awesome, Gary. I mean, you've got the language down. You've got your voice is right on. I love hearing how you articulate all of this.
Yes, yes. It's women have gotten really, you know, for our listeners, you know, I lead workshops and have been, and I'll just let them know that, you know, in my workshop, I'm always very cognizant that the females have been squashed. I sincerely believe nothing against Christians, but from the Bible quote, from the first chapter of the Bible, Eve corrupting Adam and being an appendage
right.
of Adam. You know, yeah. and I really feel women, it's time to let that myth go. Number one, it's a myth. Number two, it's not true. Number three, they're hiding the real truth. That, you know, and I tell dyed-in-the-wool Christians like that, what if God's a woman? How are you going to, every creative principle
yeah.
is feminine in the whole universe. And I see our whole universe as one big womb bursting with ideas and life and creativity.
Nice.
And that's all feminine-based, not masculine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So
we
have about
yeah.
4 minutes left. So
okay.
is there any messages to women out there who could use your services here and how to contact you so we can get your ball rolling for a huge success in 2017?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm offering a class.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a recording of a class I did called Brave, How the Empowered Feminine Does Business. Where
oh, wonderful.
I talk even more deeply about, you know, these sorts of issues about doing business from the feminine. So my website is freedomandfulfillment.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep, and you can reach me by emailing Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at freedomandfulfillment.com. And I will
mm-hmm.
be happy to send you that class. There's also a free download on my site for
wonderful
how to claim your niche.
Oh, that's fantastic. And just Kathy, for specificity, freedom, is that A-N-D fulfillment or
yes.
a symbol?
Yes. Spell out the word.
F-R-E-E-D-O-M-A-N-D-F-U. Okay, great. Just and I'll put that on there. I'll add this to the link, show link, so they can go right to it when it blasts
great.
On Twitter and Facebook within the hour. Great. That's fantastic.
Awesome.
I'll make sure I get that out there. And Michelle, how about you? Do
yes.
you have a website or contact information that you prefer people to contact you at?
Yes, absolutely. I also have a free gift on my website, but I'm also wanting to bring in this new gift for women to have a meditation to actually feel their sacred feminine power in their body, locate it, so that
mm-hmm.
they can start opening up the energy and activating what's really their desires are coming, what they really want. And I can be contacted at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, at
mm-hmm.
michellewhiteheart.com.
Mm-hmm. Great. Wonderful. And was there a website, too, for that? Or
yes.
you prefer them to contact you directly?
Well, if they want that particular meditation exercise, then they need to email me directly. There is, if you go to michellewhiteheart.com, you can get on my list and you can get a free
okay.
download on how to be more visible out in the world.
Great. Excellent. Wonderful. Yes, this is so great. We only have a minute left or so, so do you have any closing thoughts for 2017, the start of 2017?
I would say that making whatever you're doing in your business as fun as possible and finding the
mm-hmm.
fun is like the most important thing you could do. My personal
yes.
feeling.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to say also to add to that it's really important to also be having fun in your life and
yes.
doing
yes.
things that, you know, give you pleasure and scheduling that, because I worked on fumes for a long time and I can tell you that
mm-hmm.
it's not effective. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And it's the depletion factor. Well, it's been absolutely wonderful to kick off the new year with you. I definitely want to have you both on
yay.
Again. And if you want to guide anyone through anything, we can do a longer 45-minute or 60-minute if that's good. So we have to sign off now. I have like 30 seconds. So this has been Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection in my new series for women, Empowering Women for 2017, Venus Rising, with two fabulous women, Kathy Wilkie and Michelle Whitehart. So till the next show, it's just been absolutely wonderful. I wish you gals all the success and to make a difference in the world. And it's I've declared it 2017 is the year of the woman.
Woo! Yeah,
yes,
you,
that'll that'll compensate for what's happening in Washington D.C. So
right.
Venus is rising with trumpets.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New
Thanks.
Year. Happy 2017.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.